Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agot Tevach to everybody here. I don't know who on earth could follow that eulogy and that what Chloe, I believe her name is, just presented and expressed and came forth from Bryna. I can't follow such a thing. I'm going to ask Shlomo to do a couple of songs, and then we'll see if we get some words. But I would like to share, I want to express that it's very cold outside. And to see the crowd here, this many people here, for an Ilui Neshama, for Bryna, now hearing this, I understand. I want to express and thank the Greenberg family for inviting me. I feel it's a funny, I'm here, we just had a Shabbos in Yeshiva. And I rushed out together with a group of friends, together with Shlomo, together with Chika, together with Dov, Ari, a group of guys, we ran out to get here. My interest in being here, I wasn't Zeichet to know Bryna, but I'm close, Bryna's family to me. Perfect. Better? Yeah. Bryna is family to me. Rev Dov Perkel is a friend of mine for many, many years. A very close friend, somebody I love a lot, and we share a lot of passions for chinuch, for the beauty of our people, for Am Yisrael. Bryna's cousins, Dovi, Zach, we're a yeshiva of nice people. It's one of the nicest places on earth. And in a yeshiva of nice people, Dovi and Zach are nice guys, are known as nice guys. That's not simple. And they're both just beautiful people. And when Mrs. Greenberg called me and expressed about her daughter, Bryna, I wanted to be here. I just heard. I'm thankful to be here. I want to express appreciation that everybody, we're all busy people. And might say Shabbos, there's what to do. And everybody gathered here is taka, tremendous Eloi for Bryna's neshama. I want to express, and we'll see if we get Divrei Torah. First, I want to hear Shlomo sing. I want to say that my father, I lost my father a year and a half ago. My father went to Olam Haba. And in a certain way, I'm closer to my father. I was close to my father, very. In a certain way, right now, I'm the closest I ever was to him, in a certain way. And I certainly would give it up to have him here, but in a certain way, I'm the closest I ever was. And I want to express hearing and seeing what I'm seeing. The Greenbergs, Bryna, Tzadikim B'Misasam Kruyim Chaim. And this organization, and just the Chevra gathering as an Ilui Nishmasa, on this might say Shabbos, for somebody who cared, who clearly, I like the name Bryna a lot. I have a daughter with the name Brindel, which is the same Sharish, my grandmother's name. And Bryna's passion is passion, a passion for life and a passion for our people and the beauty of our people. So I want to ask, I came together with Shlomo Guri, is he? He'll come.
Yeah, he's opening the door, please.
We'll start with the song from, as Rabbi Katz expressed, it's kedai to come from the parasha. And all of our people just read this week. Va'atem tiuli mamleches kehanim v'goy kadosh. We spoke about the beauty of our people, the promise of Hashem that we're mamleches kehanim v'goy kadosh. We're a stunning people. Shlomo and I have been zeiche for the last 3 years. We've traveled around to tens of thousands of Yidden. We're an awesome people. And clearly, Bryna believed in the beauty of our people. In this week's parasha, all of us know Kabbalah Satira took place in Parashas Yisrael, takes place. Am Yisrael reads it, the Kriya Satira. We read the story of Kabbalah Satira, and the fact that Am Yisrael learns this Torah now brings something down. So there's a Kabbalah Satira now. And there's a condition necessary for Kabbalah Satira. The Archaim HaKadosh speaks this out. I was zeichet to hear Reb Nassim Tzvi Finkel, Mimir Rosh Yeshiva, speak about this. I gathered a group of guys. We met him at the airport. He spoke. It was Parshas Yisra. He spoke to us about this. And a condition for Kabbalah Satira is the Achdus of Am Yisrael. But I want to express a chiddush and an understanding in Achdus. The pasuk says, "Vayichan sham," a pasuk we're all aware. We learn it, we teach it, we absorb it. Vayichan sham Yisro. Negedar. It says it in the Lashon of singular. And he was by the mount. He camped. Vayichan sham. He camped Negedahar by the mountain of Sinai. And it says it's singular. And of course, Chazal asked, it should be plural. Vayachanu. They dwelled. What's he dwelled in the singular? And Chazal teach us, this is Achdus Yisro. I want to express, I don't think the pshat is just, it says us as one, it says us as one people, because we're so united, we're many people. What's this vayachan? A Lashon singular, we're many. Of course, if we're united, it would make sense singular, but I believe there's something deeper. We are sitting here as a people. We've gone through a 3-year shir, our people. I want to express that till 3 years ago, Simchas Torah, I did not travel at all. I did not like traveling. I don't like traveling. I like my family a lot. I would like to be home with my wife and children. We would have we're chassidim. We'd have a hot drink right now. We'd have a nice malava malka. I love the yeshiva. I don't like traveling. It's not a person. I have a station and want to be there. 3 years ago, I had a sense our people went through something, and I had a sense I want to be part. I want to just run around to our people. And I've traveled with Shlomo. We've met tens of thousands of our people of Am Yisrael. And I'd like to express that we learned as a people. We don't have an extra in our people. The sugya of hostages. I asked my mother, she's a historian. Does it exist in the history as a strategy of battle that you kidnap one? Ukraine's fighting Russia. Russia and Ukraine. Are there hostages in this war? Now, I know there's been POWs in the history of warfare. That is a side point. It's not a strategy of battle. It doesn't help if Russia captures a Ukrainian or if the Ukraine captures a Russian. It means nothing. Fine, I have one, you have one, let's give each other back, one for one. There's only one people you don't need an army to fight Am Yisrael. Take one of ours and we're stuck. We don't have a replaceable, nobody's extra in our people. The sugya, I have a pride in our people that we didn't rest. The world said, die, enough, stop fighting. We said, no, till everyone's back. We were Zaycha a week ago. The last hostage was brought, L'Kfuras Yisrael. But the lesson of the 3 years will last our entire lives. And the lesson that nobody's replaceable, we need everybody. Everyone has a light. Everyone has an importance. It's a truth. Not a cheap slogan, it's true. There's no extras in our people. Each one is valuable, each one has a light, each one has a Kiddush Shemaim, and every one of Hashem's children matters and is important. I believe we ask people for unity. I have seen many schools ask girls, please get along. Every head of parents want their children to unite. Parents want their children to unite. Schools, Beis Yaakovs want their daughters. Girls' schools want the girls. Boys want the boys to unite. That's Pashut. I get frustrated when we ask people for a task and don't give the tools for the task. If you tell people write an assignment but you don't hand out pens, that's horrible. There is no such thing as unity if every single person is not essential. You can't ask a law school class who are competing against each other to be the spitz, to be the one, to be the top percentile. Don't ask for unity. If it's a struggle to get to a certain seminary, that's the spitz. A certain yeshiva, the top, and the next, and then there's a lower tier. Stop asking for unity. You're not in an environment where it's possible unity. The basis that the ingredient that cannot be done without, the sugya of unity, is everybody counts significantly, massively. Everybody's irreplaceable. In such a sugya, there's a shaykhis to unity. The pshat that it says, Vayichan Sham Neged Har, he dwelled there, is there was one person by Har Sinai, me and you, you. One person. Guys ask, how many guys in yeshiva? One. How many girls in your school? One. Each one is irreplaceable. Each one is important. Vayichan Sham Yisrael, he was by Har Sinai. There was one. That's the unity that's being expressed, that there wasn't an extra in our people. One person was valuable and counted and was irreplaceable. It's the sugya of our people. I'd like to share the following idea. Yisrael comes to the desert. He comes to the Midbar Yisrael. And he notices something, that the system we have running is very inefficient. And Yisrael criticizes the efficiency of the system. Klal Yisrael is hovering around Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody's around Moshe, and people are waiting all day, all night. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's exhausting, it's a task, an impossible task on Moshe Rabbeinu. And Am Yisrael's worn out. People, Novel Tibol Gama Tove Gama Am, the system is not sustainable. And Yisrael criticizes the system. And of course, Moshe talks to Hashem and creates a more efficient system. I'd like to discuss what's the Havamina, what's the Maskana. Why didn't we see this? Why didn't we see this inefficiency? I think to myself, if Yisrael would come to Yeshiva by us, Reb Dov, I wonder like how much efficiency he would add to my yeshiva. He would make a lot of changes. If he came to your family and made things more efficient, I want to express something as follows. The first many years I was zeicher to have a yeshiva, so it was important to me, if there was garbage on the floor, I can clean the whole campus. I don't mind. Every task is holy when it's involved in the chinuch of our children. I'll clean the campus. I did it many times. Basketball leagues, as a ref needed, I refed all the time. Of course. There's no task that's not eternal in our people. Nothing. So of course you do it. After a couple of years, I started realizing that's terrible. If you're running something, I'm asked by the Rashiba to be the Menahel. If you're reffing basketball games, I'm actually getting in the way of the guys running the leagues. I thought I was helping. I'm reffing any game. I'll be involved in details. But it gets in the way of the people running it. So I've learned, don't let them run their leagues. Guys come running over. Could I be traded teams? I have nothing to do with the league. It's not a healthy thing. Leave space for the people to do their job. I want to express that Moshe Rabbeinu at first was worn down doing tasks he shouldn't do. And Am Yisrael, the inefficiency is supposed to be that way. Am Yisrael just wanted to be around Moshe Rabbeinu. It was very, very on purpose. We're hanging all day, it's crazy. We want to be around Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're doing tasks you shouldn't be doing. Every task is holy and precious. It's holy and precious and important. Of course, different people have different roles. And of course, you build an efficient system. And Yisrael comes, all idealisms work like this. The Baal Shem started Hasidus, and then it's institutionalized. And then you have to find where the idealism is in the institution. Whenever you institutionalize, whenever you Yisrael an idea, this happens always. It happens to families. It happens to girls' schools, to boys' schools. We Yisrael, and Yisrael is a beautiful person who saves the day. But of course, there was a reason we didn't do it at the beginning. At the beginning, there was something that we were expressing. Moshe Rabbeinu was expressing that every single task is holy, is precious. A man and his family, for somebody to do the laundry, is holy beyond. is chesed, is the deepest chesed in the world. Chesed out of the home is wonderful, but goymel nafsha yesh chesed, the deepest chesed that shines the biggest light in the world, is a mother doing kindness for her family. If a man just says, oh, I don't do the laundry, he should do the laundry. Okay, then it's not efficient. He's probably, he has his task, she has hers for sure. But if he's not willing and not understanding that each task is holy and precious and worthy of doing, first he should do it for a while. Then a Yisrael should come along and make it more efficient. Who does what? A division of tasks. But the idealism, the fiery idealism that Yisrael came to an organization that was fiery idealistic. And of course, every single idealism needs a structure built around it. Schools, we have a structure and a system. But we have to make sure and always remind ourselves, it's recorded in the Torah, the initial system before Yisrael. It wasn't an accident it ran that way. I am thankful I ref basketball games. And I want the guy knowing who ref the game, that it's kodesh kodashim what you're doing. I wish I could do it. Reb Dov could relate. It's kind, but not words, not lip service. Oh, it's so good. I wish any task, the custodian who's mopping the floor in the kitchen, kodesh kodashim, holy of holies, not lip service, not words, a truth. Yisrael came to a situation that was raw and beautiful and important. A situation, we waited all day because we wanted to speak to Moshe. Crazy inefficient, for sure. We want to speak to Moshe. We always have to remember that inefficiency. We want Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wants his people and is doing tasks that novel tibol gamata, this is not sustainable. Fine, we'll yet build the system and we'll figure out how to make it in a way that has a kiyum. But for all eternity, it's recorded and must be remembered, the etzem thing itself. This is true of our families, this is true of our schools. It must be remembered. It must be remembered that at the heart of Kabbalah Satorah is the importance of every individual. That a person's not replaceable. In creating efficiency, and we have many shailas, how to work in our schools. How to do, and I don't know the answer, the Yisrael part of things. But I do want to express, and we're makir toiv to the efficiency, but never forget the thing itself, what's at the core. It's very dangerous. We could build something that's very efficient. The Baal Shem started a movement that was all about the pnimius. It was not a chitzoniistika thing. It had nothing to do with dress. It had to do with the beauty of every Yid. Had to do with the Nishmas Yisrael, the holy soul of a Yid. Of course, things are built and systemized, but do we still have Hasidus at its core? Remind yourself what the thing is, what the essence is. Build schools, it's wonderful. The richness of our people, the need for the Yisrael, is appreciated. We have gratitude, and it's necessary and essential. But to house the etzem idea that always must be reminded and remembered, the etzem idea. When I just came in and heard about this organization, Yalde Breina Bracha, when I heard about the organization that expresses everyone, the yachid, nobody's an extra. No, this is the sugya of our people. Our schools, our yeshivas, our Beis Yaakovs, our families, with our efficiency, with our systems, with the Yisrael aspect of our home. But the core, the value, the thing itself must never be forgotten. And the thing itself that's akdama for Kabbalah Satira. And Am Yisrael is going to build something beautiful. Thank you so much. L'chaim, l'chaim. I just want to express that at the heart of everything is that the beauty of the Yid, the Nishmas Yisroel, and this is at the core of Kabbalah Satira, is Vayichan Sham, he, one person, was by Har Sinai. We're definitely a people. We speak a lot about Am Yisroel, Avas Yisroel. In the last 3 years, my life changed because I didn't realize I spent time trying to like tzushtel to Am Yisrael. So whatever it was, if it was Pesach, how can I like apply to what happened to our people? If it's Tisha B'Av, how do I mourn the story of our people? I no longer think I was off. Hashem changed my life. Because Am Yisrael is not a theory. It's me and it's you. We're Am Yisrael. I thought, if it's not me, it's not you, it's not one, then it's no one. It's a concept that doesn't exist. Am Yisrael is one. That child who comes from Argentina and needs pajamas, she's Am Yisrael. To reject her, you just rejected our people. The entirety of our people. The entirety. To reject one, understand, you just threw out Am Yisrael. That's what you did. Am Yisrael is one, is this person. Vayichan Sham Neged Har. That's the introduction to the Torah, which is the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Vayichan Sham, he, one person is here. Tisha B'Av, I don't try to be part of Am Yisrael. It's me. It's the guy next to me. I promise I sat on the floor the last 3 years and felt my story and the guy next to me and maybe the guy next to him and the girl who was tuned in too. It's ours. It's my story. Your story. Pesach Seder, I get the goosebumps now since the last 3 years. I just chapu, like in the middle of the journey. I look at my family. More than saying varts and ideas, let's look at my family. We're really in the middle of the story. We're not settled in Gula yet. We're still leaving Mitzrayim. We're in the middle of our story. Our story is me, my daughter, my son, my kids, some other people. It's our story. I am not trying to apply to figure out, Am Yisrael is me, it's you. It's this girl who comes from Argentina and needs a nicer dress. She's Am Yisrael. So my prayer to us all, my prayer on this holy night, outside, I long forgot, Chicka, you remember it was cold outside? I long forgot about the cold. In here, there's a fire, Brina, there's a Bren in here. And the Bren that I'm feeling here, I did not come, I don't know what I was going to say here. I had a very nice speech, but that's nothing to do with what I'm feeling here. I want to express that there's a fire in this room, a Bren. And the Bren is that an individual, every yid is matters and is necessary. We have no extras. If I can ask, where is Shlomo? Let's peel off some klippas. Come, Shlomo.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.